From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, welcome to Inside Agriculture on this Friday morning. Well, growers in a Missouri town hall meeting learned what options are available when their crop is damaged by dicamba-based herbicides. Now, at the town hall meeting in St. Joseph, Missouri, Wednesday, University of Missouri Plant Sciences Professor Kevin Brady speculated there's likely more acres damaged in Missouri than actually has been reported.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question, but it's way more than 60,000. There's a lot that happens that never gets turned into the Missouri Department of Ag, and I have no problem with that whatsoever. So our estimate right now is somewhere around 300,000 acres of beans damaged in the state of Missouri.
Now, there have been several lawsuits filed over dicamba drift that are seeking to be filed as class action lawsuits and awaiting potential certification. Mike Taylor from Murphy, Taylor, Simmons & Elliott Law Firm in St. Joseph, Missouri, says their first recommendation is for farmers to settle any drift issues themselves before seeking legal help.
Farmers have relationships with other farmers, including people that spray, and the sprayers in these cases, in all likelihood, have insurance that will cover these kinds of situations. And so we are encouraging folks to educate themselves, be aware of what their legal options are. And one of the simplest options is before they go visit with an attorney, try to process a claim through the insurance carrier of the sprayer applicator and see where they can get with the insurance adjuster.
Now, he says by doing so, farmers will save themselves a lot of aggravation later. However, he warns you must have proof that damages in your field were from dicamba herbicides. Taylor explains all the options farmers have.
One can wait for the class action. That may be a very time sensitive situation where they have to wait a long time before they can bring the claim. And there's no certainty with those kinds of claims that they'll be certified. If they're not certified, they can't go forward. If they are certified and go forward, there's an additional length of time that's involved. So that's why we're saying that in addition to that option, you've got the option of bringing an individual lawsuit and proceeding forward, or filing an individual claim with an insurance carrier.
Mike Lewis, Monsanto, says Monsanto's providing help and education along the way.
We have an 800 number. It's 1-844-RR-EXTEND. Anyone who has any issues or concerns, we want to help our customers. They can call that number. We can get a specialist to have a conversation and potentially even come out and look at any areas of concern. And we want to continue that dialogue and engage and help our customers.
Charles Dugan, Kansas grower from near Manhattan, Kansas, says he has dicamba damage in his fields, and he says he wants to keep his current crop system for 2018, not switching to a dicamba-based system, just to avoid drift issues.
I'd like to keep doing the same program I have. We switched to Liberty. We're very happy with that program. We're back to full tillage, not no-till. We'd like to no-till again, but the chemicals are too high. What bothers me the most is a lot of guys are saying we're going to have to plant these Xtend beans, or if we don't, we're going to have more damage next year. And I think that's extremely wrong. We need to be able to plant what we like.
Bradley from the University of Missouri says growers need to be talking with each other now about what they're planning to use next year. Offering his opinion, he says dicamba should be used during pre-plant only.
If we move forward with the technology, which the technology has its place, it is another tool in the toolbox and it can help us out with some weeds. But I feel like right now, based on everything we've seen in 2017, my opinion is that we keep it in the pre-plant burn down use and for things like mare's tail and giant ragweed. And we didn't really receive any calls in April and May. And then when we started using it post-emergence in soybeans in June and July, it kind of everything broke loose.
The town hall meeting was one of two being held in Northwest Missouri. We were at Farm Fest at Redwood Falls, Minnesota, and I'll tell you what, dicamba issues were all the way down to Farm Fest, and I'll tell you what, we do have dicamba issues out there in the field. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, Well, we're talking yield estimates. They're hard to forecast. That's next.